let's just start off and talk about the history of Hear Hear, and then we can jump into what's going on this year, which is what you guys are talking. It sounds really exciting. Great. So,
sure. In 2011, we started as an open mic at Lofty's and have moved a couple of different venues over the past few years. And in 2012, I moved here to Colorado Springs and was able to really mobilize some of the communities in coming together with the initiative of the people in the community who really wanted to see more happening. So we've now come to a place where we are offering workshops and education, and we run two evening events a month in Colorado Springs.
And I suppose for the uninitiated, though slam poetry has been around for quite a while, why not just describe what it is and how it works?
Well, slam poetry was invented in the 1980s by a construction worker named Mark Smith, and he wanted to give poetry back to the people. He was tired of poets sounding like they were reading out of a textbook and then selling some really, really wacky stuff and thinking that's really good without getting feedback from the audience. So thus slam was born, and it has spread nationwide. I got exposed to it back in 2000 and was in other communities from Florida to Georgia, South Carolina, and now Colorado, and I love it.
Slam is the competitive art of performance poetry, where, like Mallory said, it's given the power back to the people in terms of having an opinion on what how the poetry is being spoken and what it's being said.
How would you describe the style of slam poetry for those, again, who haven't heard it, but also how would you describe your own style?
It's been very interesting being involved on a national scene. I've been with teams from the East Coast since 2007, and I noticed that regionally, each team has a different style. In Colorado Springs, our style seems to be very storytelling. We are sincere, and we are putting forth our personal experiences, and we, I think, as a collective, try to give voice to people who don't have the opportunity that we do.
So to echo off of what Susan was saying, I would say in terms of style or cadence, early on, I noticed that there was an intentional cadence that would be utilized and then broken on purpose when you're trying to make a point. Mm-hmm. So it would have a rhythm, but it would get broken, and people would notice the brokenness in the cadence and would kind of latch onto the points that were made. This has carried over in some degrees into rap and things like that, but it has evolved over the years, and I think the focus is less on the cadence as it is in the points that you are trying to make. Particularly in this area, try to make it more conversational so that the audience feels like they're more a part of it. And particularly what Susan said, I think is really important, is that in our area, telling a story, not just saying really cool lines, but telling a story that people can relate to and can understand, makes slam, or spoken word rather, a very appreciative art form. Slam is simply the competitive part of it, but it is a spoken word. So
maybe it would be helpful to just jump in. Susan, I asked you to bring a poem along. If you would do a poem for us, and then we can talk some more about the team and where you're all headed.
Sure. I thought of doing an excerpt, the back half of a poem that is about coming to an open mic. I think that it's appropriate for the culture that Hear Hear establishes, that I think what Mallory was talking about is that we have a real sense of accessibility. Welcome to an open mic, where catharsis crawls up chords, strangles the horrors seeping from hissing lips, and contorts confessions into psalms. Paint with your palms the canvas of my ears, the colors you have always seen, the colors you have always been, the ones that you are made to think are dirty or ugly or not enough. Play me a symphony of your successes and sorrows, your future tomorrows. Sing me the sincerities and sarcasms that linger in the tenor of the voice you reserve for yourself, the one with the cadence only you march to. Come to the poets when your parents abandon you. When the priests tell you it's too late, when the shrink's pills are caught in your throat, and when the putrid stench of certain memories threatens to ambush you, write me a war cry, this stage. Write me a ballad, my stage. Write me a sonnet of survival, your stage. Write me a villanelle, a sestina, a prayer, our stage. Write, and hear here. These words, a music box, let them dance from your tongue until the claws let go, until your shame dies a death the length of your poem.
I feel like there needs to be like a plot, like cue the applause button.
I'm not used to that, so it's okay.
It's an odd paradox, I suppose, the competitive nature of slam, because it also places so much emphasis on community and being supportive and inclusive. How does that paradox work out?
The points are not the point. The poetry is the point. And for here, the point is the people.
Yes.
You guys are getting ready to go to nationals. Talk about the road to nationals and not being able to say on any given night who the judges are going to be, where you might be, how the crowd might react. If it's a hometown crowd, how does that all work, and how have you guys gotten to where you are now?
Here works on a cumulative point system. And so throughout the open season, which is from September to May, we have a poetry slam every month, and you receive 3 cumulative points for winning, 2 for second, and so on down the line. You get half a point for volunteering in different roles in the community. And then at the end of the season, around April, May, we tally up the people with the 10 most cumulative points and have a slam off. And before that, for an opportunity for people who haven't been able to participate during the season, there's a last chance slam. And one of our team members this year came from Connecticut to win the last chance slam, won the last chance slam, and moved back to Colorado when he made the team.
So how is it that you're going to nationals? What do you have to have? How many points do you have to go to nationals? So one of the reasons I invited you to come in here is because you guys are trying to raise a bit of money to take the whole team to nationals, which is in
Oakland this year.
Oakland. All right. A great poetry city. Tell me a little bit about how much money you're trying to raise and how you're going about it and what it will go toward.
Sure. This year, the 25th anniversary National Poetry Slam is in Oakland, and we are trying to raise about $5,000 total. And that'll go for plane tickets, hotel, tournament registration fees, and support the team to get there. We're really proud of the stories we're bringing this year. We really think that we're coming forward with a new voice from Colorado, and that Colorado Springs has a story that is different from the two teams that come from Denver. And that merits a voice.
Yes.
Susan and Mallory, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck at Nationals.
Thank you, Noel.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you for having us.